If there's one thing everyone can agree on, it's that finances can be confusing, especially when you're trying to make sure your career, family life, and everything in between is taken care of. Trust me, I'm right there with you. Whether you're a seasoned investor, a budgeting newbie, or just someone looking to supercharge your financial future in about 15 minutes, this is for you. If you're ready to make your money work harder for you, and if you're ready to spark true financial independence, then you've come to the right place. I'm Teresa Arago, and this is Talking Sense. Quick question for you. If your boss called you into their office today offering you a severance package, would you know what to ask, what to negotiate, or the tax implications? Well, that's our topic today on Talking Sense. I've got Chad Roller here from our Conway office to join me as we break down what a severance package is, what you need to know, and how you can better handle it if that happens to you or someone you love. So, first, let me say thank you for being here today, Chad. I have not been in the position of having to deal with this personally, but we've helped a lot of clients through layoffs and different things like that. So that's kind of why we felt like this was a good topic to cover.
Yeah, and it's obviously something that can become very emotional because it's a big change in life, right? Mm-hmm. When you get that notice, and just talking about what the severance package is, it's that notice that the employer is offering you a buyout. Right. Mm-hmm. It's saying that the employer is coming to you saying, we're going to offer you this package as a leave. And yes, you can voluntarily take this or
there'll be layoffs.
There'll be layoffs. Right.
Yeah.
And that's really why what they're doing is they're trying to somewhat create an exit strategy to be able to transition to a layoff period, restructure, or maybe a merger or acquisition or something.
Yes. And the true definition is basically compensation that an employer is offering an employee when your employment ends. And in some cases, this is part of a bigger restructuring or layoff structure. Sometimes it's just a kindness. You know, if they're going to have to cut a position, not necessarily a larger scale layoff, but cut a position, they're trying to give you some time, buy you some time to get the next position secured.
Yeah, because basically, generally speaking, they don't have to offer you a severance package. So this is really an in-kind gesture, kind of a exiting gift, you know, yes, if you will, to be able to help transition you to the next phase of your employment, and then also help them create a culture and create a good standing with, in case there was a reason to hire you back, maybe it keeps that relationship going instead of just a complete firing.
Yes. And we work in we are not a right to work state. So in our state, which is Arkansas, there are not any rules that say you have to meet certain requirements to lay someone off. So we don't have many of those protections here. So it is truly a kindness. There are some companies, larger companies, that are required to give notice if they're going to do a certain level of layoffs. So there are some legal requirements there, and they are required to provide some level of severance. But those are only the largest companies out there. So unless you're working for one of those, that may not apply. There are some state-specific requirements for those states that have a right to work. But in our state, that is not the place. Most often, these are related to company policy. Most severance packages are offered based on the company's policy rather than legal requirements. Some common reasons they choose to offer it is, like you mentioned, to maintain their reputation, to protect against lawsuits, to support their branding. Nobody wants to be the person that just cut a bunch of jobs and left people destitute.
Right. And so, you know, saving face in some degree, and keeping that rapport with the employees that they've had, especially if they've had, you know, tenure a long time with them, and there may be the possibility of rehiring, right? Mm-hmm. It just may be a slow time in the market for them, so they need to downsize, or maybe, again, there's a merger acquisition. Maybe that new company may need to, you know, hire those employees back. So it's kind of a strategic move, not only to kind of cover them from a lawsuit standpoint, potentially, but also that relationship. And all severance packages are not created equal.
Correct.
Right? So I think that is the biggest thing that we're trying to obviously define what this is, but really what we're getting into today is they're not all created equal. So there are a lot of considerations that you need to think about whenever you do receive these.
And when they're creating these packages, especially in the case of large-scale layoffs, it's usually related to your years of service. It's related to what type of position you had, what role you played within the company. So it can be very vastly different even among the same employees within the same company dependent upon their role. But let's get into the kind of the standard components of them, and then we'll talk about some things that you can negotiate and some tax implications as well. So first thing is, usually there's some sort of base severance pay calculation method. It's based on how many weeks per year you worked, what your position was, and what industry standards are. So there are kind of some basic calculations that tend to be consistent. There are often benefits that continue, like health insurance or life insurance, for a period of time, but those aren't going to last indefinitely. So you want to make sure you're aware of what that is. Some stock options or equity considerations may be used in that. And then vacation and PTO are always kind of the most overarching, nobody knows. That's the kind of the whammy. We never know.
Yeah. So we would recommend starting with, what does your current pay look like? Consider, bi-week or monthly, however you're compensated. What does it look like, and how does that compare to what you're being offered? How many weeks? Because those weeks of service can affect, especially in Arkansas, the unemployment
eligibility
that you have as far as going and applying for unemployment. So number one, obviously you want to look at, how much is this severance package worth to me in compensation? So that's number one. Then number two, you want to go down through and start talking about the benefits that you currently have. And the biggest one to me, obviously, is health insurance.
Yes.
If I'm going to be laid off or separate from employment, I need to know where my health insurance is going to be covered from as soon as this transition happens, right?
Because with your new job, you're going to have a period where you won't be eligible for health insurance. So you need to know what that gap's going to look like.
Depending on, where you go and what the new employment package looks like, is there a waiting period before you qualify for health insurance? But then also, you may have met your deductible already for the year. So are there some COBRA options? Will that company offer COBRA? Because we know, as an individual, if you just go out and try to purchase health insurance on the individual market, it can be very costly.
Yes.
Especially if you're not taking in the same amount of income that you've been accustomed to. So number one, how much is the severance package? How many weeks, months, whatever the pay standard is. And then also next, I would definitely look at health insurance.
And then there are some things that you can negotiate sometimes. The things that are typically negotiable are the length of the severance pay. Chad just mentioned this, that you need to understand how long you're going to have, and you may have some wiggle room there. The benefits, how long those are going to continue. Some places will offer what are called outplacement services. So it's someone to help you find a new position in the event that you were laid off. And then non-compete agreements. A lot of jobs have a non-compete agreement. Sometimes you can negotiate to have that null and void so that you can go quickly into another position nearby. So those are some things that you can negotiate. But let's talk about how. How do you approach that conversation?
Well, I think you need to approach it with the level head. I think going in mad or basically irritated and saying, that you're not going to negotiate, it's going to be your way, I think you're going to run into probably some roadblocks. Because let's face it, if they have gotten to this point of offering a severance package, they have probably went through the legalities of creating this package.
Yes.
To make sure that they are on the up and up, and that they have they've done their due diligence as far as offering this as a way of exit strategy or merger and acquisition or whatever it may be, the reason. So they've probably got their documentation in line to be able to offer this. So go in with the level head. And let's talk about some of the reasons why you may want to negotiate these things. Obviously, the pay, that's number one. Am I really receiving a severance package, or are they really undercutting me and just basically, handing me a couple dollars and say, hit the road? Health insurance. But then there are also taxes, because you've got to consider that these taxes, you're still going to receive this as income. So you've got to make sure that you understand the tax implication, because it's going to be taxed just like your income for federal, state, and FICA.
And you think, too, some places will offer lump sums versus a continuation of pay. A lump sum might have a higher tax level on it. So you want to really understand those implications before you do that. And let's talk in depth about that, because severance pay, if it is classified as what's called supplemental wages on the check, it has a different tax rate than your normal wages.
Yes. So up to $1 million, it's 22%.
Which, in some cases, if you're a higher earner, might be great. But if you were on the lower end of the spectrum where you weren't paying as much in taxes, that could be painful on you.
Yeah. And also, you've got to look at what can you do from a savings standpoint? Are there opportunities to defer some of this to your 401k or whatever mm-hmm. retirement plan? HSA may be an option. So when you're looking at that severance package, can you save some, defer some of this package to a 401k or an HSA in order to lower that taxable amount?
And I think you too, if it's something that you can negotiate with them, breaking those payments up over time as opposed to taking in a lump sum would mean that the taxes would be based off of that kind of overtime taxable income, as opposed to, a lot of people don't know this, but payroll software takes whatever paycheck it's looking at and it assumes you're getting that every paycheck. And that's why you can end up with those crazy high tax rates when you get bonuses, or they do the default, I think 40%. So if you understand that, by breaking it down over time, it will assume you make less, which then means less taxes pulled from each individual check. So understanding those and asking, just ask the question, can they code it as payroll instead of supplemental wages? Is that something they're allowed to do? That might help you out.
And a lot of it's going to depend on your overall household situation. Yes. Obviously, you got to take into account what your spouse is earning and your, you know, how you're filing your taxes. But if you're towards the end of the year, you know, it may be that you want to take a little bit in 2025 and then defer the majority of it in 2026. Or it may be that you're transitioning employment pretty fast and you may want to take it all right now.
Right.
So there's a lot of factors that come into play, but depending on when you're offered this throughout the year, is it going to fall in the current tax year, or can it be deferred to the next tax year if that may help your situation? Also, we got to consider that lump sums, a lot of times, however we receive them, tend to fade away pretty quick.
Yes.
They get spent, right?
Yes.
So if you are on, maybe living paycheck to paycheck, or if you are, you know, you've got some big debts or whatever it may be, you may need to consider just the emotional and the psychological side of receiving a lump sum versus deferred payments.
And if you are not going to get a choice and you feel like you need those deferred payments instead, you can have it all put into a savings account and then set up an automatic transfer into your checking account to hit at those same intervals to help temper yourself. There are things you can do to help yourself out with that. I do want to circle back to something you mentioned before, because you said it, but you said it quickly, and I want to make sure people catch it. You talked about deferring, and you mentioned HSAs. And for those that may not know, that's a health savings account. But think about this. You may have a gap of time where you're having to pay COBRA, or where you're having to pay more medical expenses. So if that is an option, it would be really smart, if you can afford to do that, to consider that, to help yourself plan ahead for what may be some higher health expenses while you're transitioning. So I just wanted to circle back to that, because I thought that was a good point.
So some other benefits to think about are vacation days, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many, you know, do you have you banked several vacation days? Do you have sick days? Do you have, bonuses? That's a big one.
Yes.
That's something that you may need to negotiate. If you're used to getting a bonus in the fourth quarter and this severance package ends before the fourth quarter, right? That may be a big pay cut that you're not, you know,
something
maybe not recognizing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so those are some things to think about when you're accepting these severance packages, is how is that bonus? How's the vacation time? How are my sick days? How is that all going to be compensated to me if I have accumulated those over my employment?
And then you do need to do some research on unemployment rules in your area, because that may be something to look at. With unemployment income, there is going to be a period of time where you have to be unemployed. There's some requirements you'll have to meet, some record keeping you're going to have to do, but it is usually taxed as earned income. So one thing they don't warn you about is that tax is voluntary. So if you do get those benefits, you have to tell them, I want you to withhold for me, or it can come back to bite you. We actually went through that with COVID with my husband, where we didn't realize they weren't withholding. We filled out the W-4. We thought they would just naturally do it. They didn't. And we almost had a little tax bomb on our hands. So do make sure you understand the rules for your area. And then also understand the legal considerations. There are, when you're doing these, there's usually, you're giving up your right to come back and have any claims against that employer. If you have a non-compete or a non-solicitation clause, you may still be held to that. And there are usually some sort of confidentiality requirements related to that. So you need to understand what the rules are, what you're agreeing to with that severance package, and make sure you're okay with whatever that is. It may be great. It may be very, you know, standard, but it's good to understand it before you sign those documents.
Absolutely. And I think that's my two cents for today, is make sure you understand what you're signing. And seek some advice, legal advice, sit down with the financial advisor, understand, I think it's a great time to really understand if you're going to take it into a lump sum or take it over you know, multiple months or mm-hmm. multiple years. Make sure that you have a game plan for that, because it can be a very emotional time, obviously, when yes. you're trying to, you just receive this because it's probably unexpected.
Yes. And we've talked about this before, that when our emotions are involved in our financial decision making, we tend to make different decisions than we would if we could make that decision more calmly. You know, a severance package is more than just a final paycheck. It is a bridge to your next opportunity. So making sure that you and your loved ones know what to do with that, as you mentioned, is really critical. Get some help. Have somebody coach you through that process, and we feel like you'll be in a much better position. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us today on Talking Sense. As we talked about these severance packages, if you know someone who's going through that, please encourage them to get some coaching. If you learned something today, we hope you'll like and subscribe and share this with someone else. Have a great week. Thanks for listening to Talking Sense. And if you like what you hear, make sure and subscribe to the podcast to get all the newest episodes. The Jim Wolf team is available to you 24/7 at info@getreadyforthefuture.com or by calling our offices at 866-653-PLAN. That's 866-653-7526. And while we like to have fun here, we're also financial advisors, and that means disclosures. You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through Independent Advisor Alliance. Independent Advisor Alliance and Jim Wolf Financial Advisors are separate entities from LPL Financial.